Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She had been delivering mail along the same rural route for almost 5 years, long enough that the roads felt as familiar as her own neighborhood. Every weekday morning began the same way. She sorted trays of letters and packages before sunrise, loaded the mail truck, grabbed a thermos of coffee, and headed out while most people were still asleep. By the time the rest of the county was beginning its day, she had already spent hours winding through country roads, gravel driveways, and stretches of farmland, where seeing another vehicle was sometimes the exception, rather than the rule. People often assumed the job would become repetitive, but she never thought it did. The route changed with the seasons. Spring brought muddy roads and overflowing creeks. Summer meant dust hanging behind the truck for miles, with farmers already working their fields before the temperature became unbearable. Winter occasionally brought freezing rain that turned bridges into skating rinks before the sun had a chance to warm them. Autumn was different. The mornings often began with a heavy blanket of fog that settled across the valley and lingered for hours. Some mornings it stayed close to the ground, allowing the tops of trees and barns to rise above it like islands. Other days it became so thick that familiar roads seemed to disappear altogether. On those mornings she drove more slowly, rolling down the window every so often to listen for approaching traffic she couldn't yet see. Over the years she had also come to know the people along her route almost as well as the roads themselves. She knew which families ordered enough packages to fill half the truck during the holidays, and which older customers appreciated having someone check that they were doing all right if newspapers began piling up at the end of the driveway. She knew where loose dogs were likely to come running, which mailboxes leaned just enough that she had to stretch a little farther from the driver's seat, and which gravel roads always developed deep washboards after a heavy rain. Without really thinking about it, she noticed things. If someone painted their house, she noticed. If a vehicle that had been parked in the same spot for years suddenly disappeared, she noticed. If an elderly customer who always met her at the mailbox stayed inside for several days in a row, she noticed that too. It wasn't because she was nosy. It was simply part of spending every day in the same places and watching small changes happen one at a time. One stretch of her route always demanded a little more attention than the rest. It wasn't because there was anything remarkable about it. There were no abandoned buildings or lonely cemeteries nearby, and nothing about the landscape suggested it held any stories at all. It was simply a long country road bordered by orchards and open fields, with one wide intersection where visibility became especially poor whenever the fog settled in. She slowed there every morning during the fall. Sometimes she could barely see beyond the hood of the mail truck. Headlights glowed softly inside the fog long before the vehicles themselves appeared, and stop signs seemed to materialize only after she was almost close enough to touch them. She had never had an accident there. She intended to keep it that way. One October morning, the fog was particularly dense. The sun had already risen, but its light never really reached the ground. Instead, it filtered through the fog in a muted orange glow that made everything seem strangely flat. Trees appeared and disappeared without warning, fence posts faded into the distance after only a few yards, and the entire countryside seemed unusually quiet. She eased toward the intersection and came to a complete stop. After looking both directions several times, she waited another moment before pulling forward. That was when she saw him. An older man had stepped onto the road from the opposite shoulder. Even through the fog, she could make out surprising details. He wore faded blue jeans tucked into worn work boots, a red flannel shirt with the sleeves rolled to his elbows, and a broad-brimmed hat that shaded most of his face. His skin looked weathered, the way it often does after years of working outdoors, and he walked with an unhurried, deliberate pace, as though crossing that road was something he had done hundreds of times before. She took her foot off the brake, but didn't move. There was no reason to hurry. He had every right to cross first. She waited patiently while he continued toward the opposite side of the road, expecting him to disappear into the fog once he reached the shoulder. Instead, something happened that made her tighten her grip on the steering wheel. Halfway across the road, the man's shoulders seemed to lose their outline. At first, she thought the fog had simply shifted. Then his hat faded. A second later, his head seemed almost transparent, followed by the rest of his upper body. The change wasn't sudden. It happened gradually, almost as though the fog itself was swallowing him a little at a time while he continued walking at exactly the same pace. She stared without blinking. His torso disappeared next, then his arms. For one impossible moment, all she could still see were his legs taking steady steps across the pavement. They reached the far shoulder, then they too dissolved into the fog. She sat frozen at the intersection for several seconds before finally pulling the truck forward and driving to the spot where the man should have been. She slowed almost to a crawl, looking toward the ditch, the rows of trees and the narrow strip of gravel that bordered the road. There was no one there. She lowered the window and listened, expecting to hear footsteps or movement somewhere beyond the shoulder. Instead, the morning was completely still. No footsteps, no movement. Nothing except the distant sound of a tractor somewhere beyond the fog. She remained there for another minute before finally convincing herself to continue the route. The explanation she settled on was the only one that made any sense. The fog had played tricks on her eyes. It had to have. By lunchtime, she had almost convinced herself that was true. By the end of the week, she rarely thought about it at all. As the seasons changed and the fog disappeared, the strange morning gradually became just another unusual memory she couldn't quite explain but didn't spend much time trying to understand. Life settled back into its familiar routine, and nearly a year passed before that quiet country intersection gave her any reason to think about it again. By the following October, she had almost forgotten about the man in the road. Not completely, of course. Every so often, especially when the first heavy fog of autumn settled across the valley, the memory would find its way back to her. She would slow a little more as she approached that same intersection, glance toward the opposite shoulder, and then continue on with the rest of her day after finding nothing there. As the weeks passed, even that habit gradually faded. Life on the route settled into its familiar rhythm again. Harvest season brought long days for the farm crews, holiday catalogs began filling mailboxes, and packages seemed to multiply overnight. She exchanged the same waves with the same customers, stopped to scratch the ears of dogs that had long since decided the mail truck wasn't a threat, and noticed the little changes that came with seeing the same roads nearly every day. When the fog returned the next autumn, she didn't think much of it at first. It was one of those mornings when the landscape seemed to disappear a few yards beyond the windshield. Trees emerged from the gray only as she reached them, and the glow from distant headlights floated through the fog before the vehicles themselves appeared. She had driven in conditions like that dozens of times, and experience had taught her there was only one way to handle it. Slow down, stay patient, and assume there was always something just beyond the edge of what she could see. By the time she reached the familiar intersection, she was driving little more than a crawl. At first, it looked exactly as it always had. Then she noticed someone standing on the opposite side of the road. Her first reaction wasn't fear. It was concern. The man appeared to be elderly, standing near the shoulder with his hands at his sides, as though he were waiting for an opportunity to cross. Even through the fog, she could make out the same faded jeans, worn work boots, red flannel shirt, and broad-brimmed hat she remembered from the year before. For a brief moment, she wondered if she had simply seen someone who dressed similarly. But the thought disappeared almost as quickly as it had arrived. It was him. She brought the mail truck to a stop and watched him carefully. The road wasn't especially busy, but visibility was poor enough that anyone trying to cross could easily be struck by a driver who never saw them until it was too late. Her mind immediately went to some of the older people on her route who still insisted on doing everything themselves. Every now and then, one of them would become confused or wander farther from home than they intended, and neighbors usually stepped in before anything serious happened. She rolled down the window and called out, asking if he was all right. The man didn't answer. For several seconds, he simply stood there, facing the road before stepping off the shoulder and beginning to cross. She watched him carefully, waiting for some sign that he needed help. His pace never changed. He walked with the same calm, steady stride she remembered, never hurrying and never looking in her direction. It was almost as though he had crossed that road so many times that he no longer needed to think about it. Then it happened again. Halfway across the intersection, his shoulders began to lose their shape. She leaned forward over the steering wheel, convinced her eyes had to be playing tricks on her. Yet the man continued walking while the upper half of his body slowly faded into transparency. She whispered to herself that it couldn't be happening. Before she realized what she was doing, she had shifted the truck into park and stepped out into the cold morning air. Her eyes never left him. She hurried toward the middle of the intersection, expecting that getting closer would somehow make the illusion disappear. Instead, she watched his torso fade away exactly as it had the year before. Then his arms vanished, leaving only his legs carrying him across the last few feet of pavement before they also dissolved into the fog. She reached the opposite shoulder only moments later. There was no one there. She searched the ditch, looked between the rows of trees, and listened for footsteps moving through the wet grass, but the countryside was silent. The gravel along the shoulder was still damp from the night before, and there wasn't a single fresh footprint leading away from the road. Standing there, she finally accepted something she had spent the past year trying to explain away. Whatever she had seen the first time hadn't been an illusion. She climbed back into the mail truck and finished the route, but it was the first morning in years that the familiar roads didn't feel quite so familiar. She smiled at customers when she stopped, carried on the same conversations she always had, and did everything she could to focus on the work in front of her. None of it helped. Every time her mind wandered, it returned to that quiet intersection and the impossible sight of a man calmly finishing a walk across a road long after the rest of him had disappeared. She didn't mention it to anyone that day, not because she thought people would call her a liar. She simply couldn't imagine explaining something she still couldn't explain to herself. For the next several days, she couldn't get the image out of her mind. It wasn't just that she had seen the man again. It was that everything had happened exactly as it had the year before. He had appeared at the same intersection, wearing the same clothes, walking at the same steady pace. Even the way he disappeared had been identical, beginning with his shoulders before the rest of him slowly faded into the morning fog. She replayed it over and over, searching for the details she might have missed. Maybe the fog had shifted. Maybe he had stepped into a shallow ditch she hadn't noticed. Maybe she had looked away for a split second at exactly the wrong time. Every explanation she came up with fell apart the moment she remembered climbing out of the mail truck and walking to the shoulder herself. There had been nowhere for him to go. The fields were flat, the gravel shoulder was empty, and the silence that morning had been almost unnerving. She finished the rest of her deliveries that day, but the intersection stayed with her. A few weeks later, while delivering mail to one of the oldest farms on her route, she found herself bringing it up. The man who lived there had spent nearly his entire life in that part of the county. If anyone remembered the history of those roads, she figured it would be him. Rather than telling him she thought she'd seen a ghost, she simply asked if there had ever been many accidents near that intersection whenever the fog rolled in. He thought about it for a while before answering. He said the fog had always been the biggest danger out there. Long before wider shoulders and brighter headlights, people drove those roads by memory as much as by sight. Every few years, there seemed to be another bad wreck. Some involved cars, some involved trucks hauling crops before daylight, and every so often, someone on foot found themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time. He couldn't remember specific dates anymore. He wasn't even certain which accidents had happened at that particular intersection and which had happened farther down the road. He simply remembered that every fall, whenever the fog settled in, people became a little more cautious because they all knew someone who had lost a friend, a neighbor, or a family member on roads that suddenly became much more dangerous than they appeared. It wasn't the answer she had been looking for. In some ways, it only deepened the mystery. She never searched newspaper archives or tried to identify the man she had seen. She considered it once or twice, but always decided against it. Even if she somehow found an article about a fatal accident involving an older Hispanic man, it wouldn't explain what she had watched happen in front of her. Some questions simply don't have satisfying answers. The years passed and life continued much the way it always had. Children she remembered waving from the ends of long driveways grew into teenagers and eventually left for college. New families moved into homes that had once belonged to people she had delivered mail to for years. Mailboxes were replaced, roads were repaved, and orchards gave way to new neighborhoods in places that had once been open fields. Through it all, she kept driving the same route. Every autumn, the fog returned, blanketing the valley the way it always had. Some mornings it was light enough to burn away before breakfast. Other days, it lingered well into the afternoon, turning familiar roads into quiet gray tunnels where visibility stretched no farther than a few car lengths ahead. Without even thinking about it, she always slowed as she approached that intersection, not because she expected to see the man again. It simply became impossible for her to drive through that stretch of road without remembering those two mornings almost a year apart when she had stopped to let someone cross. Looking back now, the part she remembers most clearly isn't watching him disappear. It's how ordinary he seemed. He wasn't frightening. He wasn't transparent when she first saw him. He didn't appear suddenly out of nowhere or stare at her through the windshield. He looked exactly like someone who belonged there. Someone who had crossed that road so many times he could have done it without thinking. Even as he slowly faded into the fog, his pace never changed. He simply continued toward the opposite shoulder as though he had somewhere to be, and every expectation that he would get there. She has never been able to explain what she witnessed. Perhaps the fog created an illusion that somehow fooled her twice. Perhaps her memory filled in details that weren't really there. Or perhaps, on two quiet autumn mornings nearly a year apart, she happened to witness the final few seconds of a journey that had ended long before she ever drove that road. After thousands of trips along those same country roads, there is still one intersection where she eases off the accelerator whenever the fog settles in. Not because she's afraid, because somewhere in the back of her mind she still wonders if an older man in a faded red flannel shirt might be waiting patiently for one more chance to finish crossing the road.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.